Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Yeah, every Monday afternoon over the past couple of weeks, we have been on a mission to explore this gorgeous island of ours. And if you still have a weekend that's unaccounted for over the next couple of weeks, we hope my next guest might bring you a little bit of inspiration. If you were listening at the start of the show or even last week, you'll know that I went cruising for the first time on the River Shannon. We'll be chatting a little bit more about that in the next hour. But content creator Josh Nueva is with me in studio today because, Josh, you're here to talk about cruising, sailing, boat holidays in Ireland.
It's something that's kind of underlooked in our country. Like, our coastline is beautiful.
Like, we are an island nation. You would think that this is a kind of a hospitality business
exactly.
that we would promote so much more.
Yeah, I know. Like, there's just so many around the country. Like, Mayo has one or two boat companies, Sligo, Donegal, down in Wexford. There's so many things that you can do around here. It's something that I've been trying to explore over the last 2 years.
When did you start the sailing holidays or cruising holidays?
They're more like boat tours, like they're for everybody. And I started it maybe 2 years ago when I started looking for a bit of wildlife and marine life around Ireland. Like the sea safari trips and the boat tours are something like our ocean is so abundant around our coast. And that's something that I try and promote. So the boat tours kind of ties in with that.
So give us a flavour then of some of your favourites, or where would you suggest that people maybe might start first of all?
One of my favourites is probably, it's in Mayo where I live, Blacksod Sea Safari. Mick, the skipper there, is brilliant. Like, he knows everything around the peninsula there. Like, there's so much wildlife and marine life around there, like dolphins and humpback whales and different types of seabirds. There's another one down in Dingle Sea Safari. Colum, the skipper there, is again a wealth of knowledge on them.
And when you say sorry, a sea safari, that's a day trip, is it? That's a day trip.
It takes maybe 3 or 4 hours, and you go out and you learn about the life around there. The skippers will tell you all about the landscape that you're looking at and bring you to different like viewpoints. And part of it is just an experience coasting around the coast.
Mm. How many hours are we talking about? Let's see.
3 hours.
Okay. Yeah.
4 hours, but it's beautiful. If you get a great day for it, like, there's no better place to be, honestly.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, if you're right off the coast of Kerry or Mayo, you know, it can probably be quite choppy and weather dependent.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Like, they're family friendly, so you can bring kids on board. Like, the vessels that they have it's stabilized. So even if you're not a fan of the water, you can sit, it's still something that you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's very much, I suppose, about seeing the coastline and the nature reserve, I suppose, that's out there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a kind of a starting point for people if they're thinking of incorporating a boat holiday or sailing trip?
There's so much you can do. You can incorporate that into like an itinerary that you have for a day trip. Like, down in Dingle, you have a couple of places that you can eat. Like, you have My Boy Blue, you have Bean in Dingle, the Fish Box. Brilliant.
Yeah.
And even in Mayo, there's a load of food places in even in Westport. If you're looking at a day trip, like, Dublin to Westport is a straight route from on the train. And you can take the Westport cruises, and that you can do a sunset cruise.
Lovely.
Which is brilliant. Like, you get an iconic and unique viewpoint of Kilpatrick on the cruise, and then before you even get on board, you can explore the town. It's a beautiful, colourful town. It's where I live, but there's so many food places that I recommend there.
Yeah,
like, there's
incorporated into one day.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Like, to get a train from Dublin straight to Westport and then just go about exploring for the day, get a sunset cruise and then head back home. It's
what
brilliant.
Time does the sunset cruise kick off at?
It all depends what time of year. So
right.
around this time of year, it might be around 7 p.m. But they do other tours. Like, they have other times, but the sunset cruise is what I'd recommend, because you get a beautiful view of Kilpatrick and the sun setting over Clew Bay, which is...
That's probably a different type of boat trip though, isn't it, to the safari or the Blacksod Sea that you mentioned?
Yeah. It's more kind of catered for either families, or you can go with your friends and couples, and even hens and stags. Like, Westport is known for its hens and stags.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds more like a booze cruise.
It can be if you want it to be.
So it's a different type of trip, but it's obviously a larger boat then that accommodates for for large groups.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
fantastic. Yeah. So what else have you got in the offering?
There's another one that I love down in Wexford. It's the Salty Ferries that takes you to the Salty Islands to look at some seabirds. Like, one of the most beautiful creatures that we have here in Ireland is a puffin. And it's abundant on the Salty Islands. And you can take a day trip from Dublin down to Wexford. And there's a couple of places that you can eat as well. There's, I think, the Little Saltees, that's right on Kilmore Quay, which is a beautiful, beautiful spot. It has an outdoor sitting area, and you can, like, the fish and chips there is delicious.
It's good. It's interesting because I suppose there's different ways you can do it, and obviously if you're talking about being out on a boat in the Atlantic, these are boats that you're not chartering or sailing yourselves.
Exactly.
These are boats you're going on.
You're looked after. There's no stress.
part of a trip and part of a tour. But you're obviously getting the kind of the experienced tour and the tour guide that goes along with that. Mm-hmm. There's also then, you know, the other option, and I know we'll be chatting a little bit more about that in the next hour, but you know, the kind of thing that I did at the weekend that is actually going out and hiring a boat. Mm. But you're literally, well, it's not really sailing. I suppose you're driving it. You're cruising it.
Yourself.
Which is a very different kind of an experience.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you regard these as being expensive trips, or how would you sell them to people?
No, not at all. Like, a lot of them can do deals for families, like family bundles, and if you ring them, they're really well run family businesses. Like even Blacksod Sea Safari and Dingle Sea Safari, they're brilliant. Give them a call, organise them for your family and your kids, and they'll look after you.
Listeners wondering about the sunset cruise that you mentioned, they say it sounds so romantic. Would you not be freezing though on the boat when it's dark at night?
That's why you bring a rain jacket or a windproof jacket, just to keep yourself a bit warm.
It's not the weather, you're not dressed properly for it, isn't that it? Yeah. The safari that goes from Kenmare is well worth a visit too, says this listener. Absolutely fantastic. You can also see the puffins at Skellig as well.
It's
a gorgeous tour, and a boat trip that's part of that as well, that's fantastic. The hot tub in Athlone, was that another one you mentioned?
Oh yes, yeah, that's a brilliant one if you want to celebrate something with your friends or catch up with people. Shane, the skipper, is a legend. He has this boat that has a hot tub in the back. You can bring drinks on board if you want to. There's a speaker on board, and it's a laugh. It's a laugh for a couple of hours, and you're in a hot tub, so you're not going to get cold.
And he actually sails this boat, obviously.
He does. Yeah. He looks after you. All you have to do is have the crack.
Right. And for people that are looking then to, you know, maybe take part or incorporate some of the tours, you obviously contact each of them directly or go through their own website.
That's it. They all have their own booking systems, and it's really easy to book with them.
Yeah. Do you recommend it for more group or family trips, or for maybe one or two people?
For which one?
Any of the trips that you've mentioned, are they more kind of, they're more family orientated really, aren't they?
Yeah, the family, friends, couples, like big celebrations, you can book with them. You can book the full boat if you book far enough in advance. So
yeah, if you fancy for maybe a big event or or something. People thinking about looking for tips for trying them out in the first instance. Like, the problem with this is it's often so hard to predict as well with the weather.
Just take a chance, like book ahead. And what they do a lot of the boat trips is if it has to be cancelled because of the weather, they give you a full refund. So there's no... And what can you do about the weather? You can't control that.
The Donegal Sea Adventure is absolutely brilliant too, says this texter. The Sleeve League boat tour, also incredible. It's actually something that I have that on my
list.
I've been to Sleeve League many times, but I've never got a chance to see it from the sea. Listeners wondering, as part of the trips you've mentioned, can you swim off the boats as part of any of them?
You can't, no. Just to do with safety.
Safety, absolutely. What should people wear on board, listeners?
Some of them will give you really thick jackets just for the boat, just because when you're on a fast boat, it's going to get cold anyway.
You're going to get wet.
That's it.
There's no question about it.
Yeah. Like the Blacksod Sea Safari, Dingle Sea Safari, they give you jackets and life jackets and keep you warm.
Listen, thanks a million, Josh, for joining us today.
Thanks for giving people
a little bit of a flavour of some of the holidays or day trips, at least, that are out there across the country. Looking to maybe fill a weekend over the next couple of weeks. That is content creator Josh Nueva. Josh, thanks a million for joining us the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.